Now, before we go into the princess story, Grace, you're going to have to remind me where we've got to, because I can hardly remember.
What when the octopus, the second chapter is all about the story that the octopus told the princess. When he was bringing her up on his lap slowly.
Oh yes, as the princess from Princess Island was being taken up very slowly through the water, so as to not get the bends, all the way up to the surface, the octopus told the princess a story. Now I remember. Do you actually have any idea what did the octopus tell the story about?
No, you didn't tell me.
Oh, well, I'll tell you. Not many people know this, but the octopus actually told the princess a secret story. It was one that had always puzzled the princess all her life. And in fact, it had puzzled the dolphins, and it had puzzled the whales, and it had puzzled the sharks. In fact, it had puzzled every single fish in the sea. And it was a story about how the octopus got all its legs, or arms, or whatever they're called. Does an octopus have legs, or does an octopus have arms?
It has arms.
Do you not think that's right? For a minute, I thought it was legs. Well, how on earth do you think any creature was ever born with eight arms? How did it happen? Nobody actually knew. And do you know why nobody knew?
Why?
Because the octopee didn't want to tell anybody. They wanted to keep it a special secret in the family. And they didn't want anybody outside the family to know how it happened that they got eight arms. Because do you know how many arms mermaids have?
Two.
Do you know how many arms people have?
Two.
Do you know how many arms nearly everything else has?
Two and four.
What has four arms?
Or three.
What has four arms?
Two, four, or three.
Actually, I think actually some other creatures might have more arms. How many arms does a crab have? Or are they really arms? Are they really claws?
They're arms, but he has more legs than arms.
Yeah, you're right, actually. But anyway, back to the eight arms of the octopus. Well, it wasn't always like that, you know, said the octopus to the princess as they moved ever so slowly up towards the surface. We didn't always have eight arms. Oh, said the princess. I thought you just had eight arms. Yes, we do only have eight arms now. Although sometimes there is a little baby octopus and it has nine arms. And actually, last week a little baby octopus only had seven arms. So you can have some octopi that don't have eight arms. Oh, said the princess. And what happens to them? Oh, they're very special. They're just a little bit different, said the octopus. But do you really want to know why I have eight arms? Of course. Well, I'll tell you, it all began the day the sea got very, very rough and there was an explosion. What? Said the princess. Yes, before that, all the octopi had four arms. And some people used to call them two arms and two legs, but they were wrong because we don't have any legs. But anyway, it was four that we used to have at the beginning until there was an earthquake under the sea. And out of the earthquake came really, really, really hot water. It came up through the surface of the ocean, or through the surface of the bottom of the ocean. And it made all the water all around get extremely hot. So all the octopi were wiping their forehead like everybody else and trying to find a place where it was cooler because it was just like a sauna under the water. In fact, it wasn't really like a sauna. It was like a steam bath. You ever been in a steam bath?
Like a hot tub.
Like a hot tub. Exactly just like a hot tub. Have you ever been in a hot tub? Where? Oh, a member of that hotel.
Yeah.
That had a swimming pool.
Yes. And I wasn't allowed to go, but I just sitted on there. But sometimes I went down in like tricking you, and you didn't notice.
What? Did you really?
Yeah.
I told you to sit on the side and just dangle your legs in.
Yeah.
And what did you do?
And sometimes I go down while you tell me a story.
Oh my goodness. You mean you have been under hot water?
Yeah. My whole body.
Your whole body?
Yeah.
And survived?
Yeah.
My goodness, aren't you lucky? Aren't you lucky?
It's nice and warm.
Oh, I didn't know that you had gone underwater there. But anyway, back to the story.
No, not underwater. And it's just like my head, what was left on top.
But I tell you what, said the octopus, it was hotter than anything you can imagine. It was so hot that it wasn't enough to have forearms for wiping your head and your... You actually needed to have more. And you needed to be able to wipe yourself because you were full of sweat all the time, just as you were swimming along. So, once upon a time, by complete accident, a little octopus was born who had 8 arms. 8 arms. By accident. And on the other side of the ocean, where there was another big explosion, was an octopus that had 8 arms too. And they were the only 2 octopi in the whole world that had 8 arms. And actually, it's a little bit sad, this story, because everybody thought they were very funny and used to laugh at them. And they were both a bit sad. And when the explosion happened, at the same time, just around then, a big wave came, and it came from one way, it came this way, and the other way, it came this way, and the 2 little strange and unusual octopi were thrown together by accident. They bashed against each other in the middle of the ocean. And it was love at first sight. They looked at each other and they both smiled, and they had never seen anything as beautiful in the whole history of the octopus family.
Octopi!
Well, okay, the octopi family. They did. They were madly in love, and they got married, and they were very, very happy. And they were so happy that they had some little octopi. And those little octopi were very strong and very happy. And they lived in the ocean for a long time. And actually, they were the happiest octopi of the whole lot. And they had lots of little children. And their children had lots of little children. And gradually, bit by bit, all the octopi in the world turned out to have 8 arms. The only octopi that were left were octopi that had 8 arms, because they were the happiest octopi. And that's how we got to have 8 arms instead of 4.
So all thanks to the explosion.
All thanks to the explosion, which no one expected. It was like nature exploded.
So when did they get to top?
They were coming up all the time. And as the princess was listening to the story, she felt it was a really happy story. She was a little bit wondering what happened to the octopi that only had 4 arms. But the octopus said that it took a very, very, very long time. So nobody remembers what happened to them. But everyone remembers the story, but they don't tell anybody, because it's a family secret. And I suppose every family has its own stories, doesn't it? Ones that it doesn't tell everybody. But the princess was in love with the story. It was her favorite story that she'd ever heard. And She was almost asleep when she got to the surface, because she was just thinking about what it would have been like to have had four arms and then to have gone to sleep and woken up and had eight arms. And while she was doing it, she was wrapping her arms and her legs around her head, trying to imagine it. And then, suddenly, there was fresh air. There was fresh air, and the princess and the octopus had made it to the surface. And the princess was so delighted that she shut her eyes the minute she got out into the fresh air, and she took the deepest breath she had ever taken in her life. And she was full of air, and the octopus let her go, and she floated on the surface of the water. And above her head, when she opened her eyes, she could see the most magnificent twinkling stars. And that is the end of chapter... whatever chapter was that? I can't remember.
13.